John, how you been?
Yeah, I'm pretty good.
Tell me about this. I saw the newspaper article. What's your plan for Burley County here?
Well, a friend of mine, Scott Skokos, and myself started working on this last August, and we're pretty passionate about the renewable energy. I'm one of the founders, along with Scott, of the North Dakota Renewable Energy Society. Scott's an organizer in your area, in the Fargo-Grand Forks area, with the Dakota Resource Council.
Okay.
So we were, trying to come up with a good idea to kind of change the thinking a little around here. You know, everybody's so in love with their oil and their gas and their coal, but there's, renewable energy too. And since North Dakota is the energy state, then, it needs to be included in the mix.
John, I don't dispute that. Yeah. It being part of an overall picture, but the reason I love oil and gas and coal is because I can count on them. Can I count on this solar? I just went through a pretty dark phase of my life here for a month.
Well, the sun keeps shining. I don't think it'll quit until the end of time. And the wind keeps blowing. I don't think that'll quit blowing until the end of time. North Dakota is number one in average daily wind speed in the United States. And sun-wise, our state, Minnesota and whatnot, has just as good a sun as they do down south. In fact, North Dakota is the number two producer of sunflowers in the United States, next to California. So the sun must be pretty good here.
Well, trust me, I know that. Newseed and Seeds 2000 is my son-in-law works for it. So I know how many sunflower bags are going out. So it's there.
Yeah.
But John, mechanically, what does it take to make this thing happen?
Okay, well, what you've got is you've got a solar panel on your roof. This is a 4 kW solar panel. Of course, you can't be putting this on a roof of a house that's surrounded by trees. You know, you have to have a good location for it on your roof with plenty of exposure. And what's produced is DC electricity, and that goes into an inverter, which converts it to AC electricity, which is the kind of power that runs your house. And that,
sure,
that goes into your big breaker box, and in turn it into the existing meter that you've got. So
how big of an issue?
Pretty much how it works. I mean, when the clouds are out, it's not working, but when the sun's out, it is.
Well, just like when the wind's blowing, the wind towers aren't working.
Right.
I get that. I mean, it doesn't take a lot of steps to not catch that. But where do you store it? How do you store the power?
Well, you can. I'm not having an option for battery backup, but you can have that battery backup. Right now, it's not really cost efficient to do that, but you can have battery backup that depending on how much electricity your house or your big business uses, could continue the charge for 1 to 3 days on a cloudy day or so.
So cost effective wise, right now, the best thing that I could do, in your opinion, is to have these solar panels, be able to draw from the sun, power my home with that, and use the existing electric grid for my backup, is what you're saying.
Right. Yeah. And in layman's terms, not to get into some big discussion about kilowatt hours and everything else, is this 4 kW solar panel is good at today's electric prices, is good at $160 a month.
So how much does it cost me for the panels? How much, by the time I get everything wired into my house, if I live in Burley County and I'm going to push to have Burley County be the solar power example for the nation, how much is it going to cost me to set that individual power grid up on my home?
On an average, it's a little over $13,000, and that's it, including installation and everything. The you know, you got your money back in 7 to 8 years. The panels are good for 25. So you're on a house that consumes, you know, this is an example here, consumes $850 per month of electricity every month of the year. You've got 17 years of electricity for free.
John, do you do it?
What do you mean, do I do it?
Do you and others that support this, do you have these solar panels up at all the places that you call home or business or anywhere else?
Well, I've gotten involved with this sort of thing in Minnesota.
No, I guess what I'm saying is, your house, do you have this up?
They're going up this spring.
Okay. What I'm really curious about is how well it's going to work. You know, and maybe I started this conversation a little too early. If they're going up this spring on you, I'd love to talk to you again about this next fall. I'd love to find out what your take on it is by next fall.
Okay, well, the sun is the sun, and if they're going up in California and Texas, and Minnesota actually leads the nation in solar, if you can imagine that, if it works over there, why wouldn't it work over here?
Well, I'm talking about, first off, I wouldn't want to compare the sun that I get versus the sun my brother gets in Southern California. I mean, it's a little more powerful in Southern California. So that's why I'm curious. We went through, to me, the darkest month in my 52 years on God's earth. I mean, it seemed like the sun hated us. I don't know if you felt the same thing. So I wanted to see if I'm really curious how this is going to work. Otherwise, I wanted to ask you to come on.
Yeah. Well, if you read the article in the paper, Andrea Benning, who was one of the top people with the North Dakota Department of Commerce, states that our sun is pretty darn close to California's.
Okay.
Or any of the states.
Let's do this. Let's try to communicate again next fall after you got it up. Thanks, John. Thanks for provoking thought. Appreciate it. Really, what we're talking about here is somebody who's, you call it thinking out of the box or whatever, but it's been around for a long time, as he points out. My point is, how does it work consistently? That's always been the argument about wind generation too, right? The argument about wind generation in my time in the legislature was storage of power, you know, whether it's generated and you had to move it onto the grid and you had to use it right now versus other ways that the grid allows for storage of power, and was, what do you do when the wind doesn't blow? I mean, those are fair and honest questions. What do you do when the sun doesn't shine? And can you store the power? And so the best lesson that I can learn about solarizing Burley County, and Jessica Holdman is the one who wrote this article that got my attention. It was in the Bismarck Tribune. So hats off to Jessica for doing that. And hats off to John for taking part in it and sharing with us. The best example I can get is from somebody who's done it. I'm one of those. I was never meant to be one of the Wright brothers. Let's go find Terry Speed.